This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Morning Devotions. Chris Switz with you. Yesterday morning, if you're with me, I was talking about my friend Joe that my wife and I met up with in Los Angeles, and we were having lunch with him. He showed us around some of the very interesting parts of Los Angeles. And when I offered to pay for the meal, he said, no, no, we are rich indeed. He didn't mean, of course, that he had a lot of money and a big house and a flash car. No, he was talking about his experience in life. And it doesn't depend on your bank balance. I'm talking about something else. A poll was taken at the beginning of 2012 about the worries of the previous year, and people were asked about this. And people were worrying that they may not be important enough. Yes, we worry we might not be well enough, we mightn't be well off, or we don't have a large circle of friends, perhaps we don't know how to get into other societies, or maybe we are just not fitting in at all. As human beings, we often put our worries in how others think of us. But look, God loves us just as we are. He knows the real you, even if others misunderstand you. So don't ever think that you're not important enough. So whether we are short, tall, obese, or have acne or a disability, we're skinny, we're not muscular, whatever, we do, I think, worry about how we look. And even if you're fortunate enough to be extremely attractive, you might be worrying about your appearance because you feel everyone will be looking at you. And when we look at our work or our church, we look at ourselves and sometimes we're pleased, sometimes we're not. And we can even think that society is judging us based on our appearance. And so as a result, we can spend a lot of time worrying about how we look. But I remember what the Bible says in Ephesians, "For we are God's masterpiece." This is what Paul said. "He has created us new in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things that he planned for us long ago." What about the worries? This poll of 2012, people were worried about the environment, earthquakes, tsunamis, floods, tornadoes, and other natural disasters. And people, I think, have been drawn away from religion. There's a great deal of violence in our society today. We've been polluting our skies, actually, for decades. Talk about global warming, and we turn on the news, listen to the radio in our cars, and a lot of the topics are negative, aren't they? The shootings, murders, robbery, disease, bombings. And Jesus says, "I have told you that you may have peace in me." Here on earth, he said, "You'll have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world." And that's a wonderful verse from John 16, verse 33. What about tomorrow? Well, people worry about tomorrow. The unknown is a scary place. What will tomorrow hold for us? Will there be a tomorrow? Will we be in some sort of accident? Will we win the lotto, for example? Will we lose our job? Will we be made redundant? Will we get our promotion? Will my son or my daughter get into trouble? What about that bill that's going to come in the mail that we weren't expecting? And that's often a number one worry for people. What will tomorrow hold? But Jesus said, again, if we call Jesus the good shepherd, because in Matthew 6:27, the question is, can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And that's why I tell you not to worry about everyday life. Whether you have enough food or drink or enough clothes to wear, life is not more than food. Isn't life more than food, rather? And your body more than clothing. And when you're listening to that voice of worry, you're not listening to the voice of God. It was King David who put it this way in Psalm 37. "Once I was young and now I am old, yet I've never seen the godly abandoned or their children begging for bread." So really, you don't have to worry. You are rich if you have a relationship with God. We belong to God. A shepherd, for example, doesn't have just one sheep, but he has lots of sheep, and we are the flock of the good shepherd. Let's depend on each other and allow God to do his part in our life. Thank you, dear Lord. We may not have a lot of money or a huge big house, but we have you. And Lord, that's enough. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.